Or no, not. There's some area that you could store stuff, but it's not. Since we cut it down, used to when the old roof was what we call old house top roof, went way up high and just sloped off to the front and sloped off to the back. There was lots of room up there. They could have put some beds or anything up there. But we cut down that roof and cut the whole top off of the roof and brought it on down several feet and built this kind of ranch style top for the house, you know, in the place of the old style like it was. And an amusing thing about this old house, being here so long, when we went to overhaul the old house and redo it in 48, a whole lot of the nails in this house were square nails, which is no telling how many years it's been since they even manufactured any square nails, you know.
Yes, sir.
Didn't have points. They just plumb square on the end. And the lumber had been so long since that lumber was made that what we call the sheeting that you put on top of the rafters, you know, to put your top on, your tin or shingles or whatever you put, it wasn't even aged. It even had bark edges. You know, just they had sawmills at that time, and they just cut through the lumber and make an old plank, but it'd be just old zigzagged, you know, and bark on each edge, if it wasn't. And that was what we'd taken off of there. We'd taken off a lot of that old lumber that had, it wasn't even edged, you know, didn't have no, the sawmill didn't have any edger to edge it and trim it to size it, you know, make it, you know, like they make 2x4s and 1x12s and 1x6s and stuff like that. That and 1x12 boxing blanks, they just left it flat. And I mean, some of those blanks would be 6 inches wide at one end and 2 foot wide in the middle and 18 inches wide somewhere else, you know, just all different sizes. But of course, it answered for putting the roof on. And then another thing, the sills in this house right now, where they are notched together, you know what the seals, what we call the seals, don't you? That's that foundation, the first thing you lay, you put your blocks, then you put those timbers on there. Then notch them and put them together and nail them together. But these were pegged together. They didn't have those big nails. They put together with peg, bored holes in them and take wooden pegs and pegged them together. And they're still under there right now with pegs in them, because we saw them when we overhauled the old house. Those pegs.
That must have been really interesting looking.
Well, it was. It just shows you that they didn't have, that they had to make things with just what they had to make it with. They just couldn't go to town and buy it if they wanted nails or something. They just had to use something else, you know.
Well, when they had that high roof on the house like that, the old one.
Yeah.
What did they call that area underneath the roof up there?
Loft.
Have you ever heard that called anything else in more recent times? Or do you still call it the loft?
I still call it the loft. Some other people may call it something else.
And you know, this service room out here, I guess that's a good place to store things in. All this food and stuff.
Well, we keep our we keep our deep freezers in there, and we keep our washer and dryer, and it's just a catch-all place. We have extra Coke bottles and Cokes and things. We'll set them in there. We just, and brooms, just use it for, you have to have somewhere to put junk, you know.
Yes, sir.
And we've got a junk house out there. We carry lots of it out there, but we keep a lot of it around the house here because it's stuff that you use from time to time, you know.
Well, did you ever see a little room right off a kitchen or something where they might just store canned goods and stuff?
Yeah, call it storeroom. That's what they call it, storeroom. Seen that lots of times. They used to have a room nearly all the time that they called a storeroom. You know, these old timers did. A lot of them did.
Well, tell me, what does your wife do every day in the morning?
What does she do? Well, she does just everything she feels like doing. She's not in good health now, you know, and she can't do the things. But I'll tell you right now, you know, when we was raising up our family from the time that we first married up till she got to where she's disabled and can't work like she wants to work, I just hate to try to name what she would do from the time she'd get up in the morning until she'd go to bed at night. But now she does, as I say, everything she can do. She gets up and she fixes our little breakfast and she straightens up the beds and does a little straightening around the house. And she's, since she's got to where she's handicapped on driving and her health, she does lots of knitting.